PSI on the World to Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, to the surface of Mars, InSight. Bob, I thought InSight was done. Is it back?
No, it's not done. And last we reported on this, the science team was basically telling us they were going to keep the seismometer on the lander running continuously until it ran out of power, and they expected the solar panels to no longer be able to give it enough power by August. We're in August, and so they've been posting up weekly updates of the power levels on InSight now for the last 2 months. And so last few days I decided let me take those updates and put them on a graph to see what the trends have been, because we're now in August, and is it running out of power? Is it no longer producing enough solar power to run the seismometer? And so I put this graph on Behind the Black, and basically what I see is that the power status of InSight is holding steady. There's two things on this graph, if you look at it, and one is it lists the amount of dust in the atmosphere, and as expected, the dust season is beginning to pass, and so therefore the amount of dust in the atmosphere is going down, which means there's more sunlight hitting the solar panels. And this graph also shows the amount of energy per day that those solar panels produce. When InSight first landed, it produced 5,000 watts per day from its solar panels. In June, it was producing between 400 and 500 watts per day, which was enough to run the seismometer, but nothing else. Well, since June, that the amount of power has not gone down. It's still running at about 400 watts per day, which means they have enough power to continue to run the seismometer now. The good news is that it's holding, and we therefore maybe can keep this thing going longer than expected. The bad news is that even though the atmosphere is beginning to clear, the power levels are not going up. They're just stable, which suggests that as the dust is settling out of the atmosphere, some of it is settling on those solar panels, therefore reducing their capability of producing power. So even though they're getting more light, it's not reaching the panels because there's more dust on the panels. And so we're looking at a situation where if the power level can hold to this, they can keep the seismometer going for as long as possible. But they're not getting a wind blast, a dust devil blast across the top still to clear the dust away, and that's the unfortunate thing. So as I say, I'm Behind the Black. InSight is not yet dead, though the vultures are unfortunately circling overhead.
Mount Sharp is an investigation, and it's discovered something, what looks to be the top of an ionic column on Mars. Bob, have the Romans been here? That looks exactly like a weathered ionic column top that I can walk through when I visit Caesarea or any of the other Roman ruins in Israel. Doesn't it look? The first glance, you would say, oh, of course that's what it is.
It isn't, though. It's just a typical Martian rock on Mars, which, of course, is very alien, because if you look close at that rock, even though it looks kind of square, it's many layered, and if you look really closely, some of those layers extend out ridiculous amounts like flakes. Yeah. I've shown flakes previously, and this is the nature of Mars and its low gravity and very weak atmosphere. But this is a typical rock on Mars. Curiosity is now maneuvering around such rocks, so I've got a cool image of it on Behind the Black, and I show where Curiosity is and where it's going and what this image looks like. And we're really only days away from Curiosity reaching the top of a pass. It's going between two hills, high hills. And when it gets to that point, it's going to finally be able to look down into the canyon called Geddes Vallis. And that's the canyon that basically Curiosity has been heading for 10 years. And they're going to finally be looking into it and on the verge of entering it. And that's what's really exciting.
All right, we have 30 seconds for a cool image on the northern lowland plains. What am I looking at?
This is a fracture in the Kololand Plains. This lowland plains normally look like they're very saturated with water, especially above latitudes of 30 degrees. This is low in the equatorial zone, so we're looking at hard stuff here, probably bedrock, maybe lava formed in the cracks. The fractures are caused probably by quake-like events sometime in the past, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.